Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse players, join the National Handicapping Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino racebooks send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a Tour member. So sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2027 NHC. The winner will receive $1 million. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with TRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Live racing is back where the surf meets the turf, now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By the Pamplemousse Grill, make plans now for the ultimate dining experience when visiting Del Mar this summer. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By Today's Racing Digest, expert handicapping reports available from Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Del Mar at todaysracingdigest.com. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2027 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike joined by John Lindo. We are live in the Del Mar press box. It's day two of the 32-day meet. John Lindo, it's our happy place. We're going to be here for eight straight Saturdays broadcasting live from Del Mar.
One of my favorite shows of the year, Bob. We're back at Del Mar in the press box overlooking the sun breaking through the overcast this morning. Horse has been on the track already this morning, so we will be fast and firm. We don't have to worry about any of that stuff today.
An outstanding opening day, John. Attendance about 21,422. Handle slightly over 21 million, which was up a tick from last year. We saw good racing, full fields, safe racing, a nice turf course. We had it all yesterday.
We did, and we, as far as the human people, how about Michael McCarthy won three races to start off the meet. Congratulations to trainer Michael McCarthy. Two of those are with his old buddy, Umberto Rispoli, back after that serious leg injury in January. Had a couple of prep days back at Ellis Park. He won two for Michael McCarthy, and he's on journalism today in the San Diego Handicap. He's back on board there. We saw a couple lady trainers. How about the Debbie Winnick? Congratulations to her and to Paula Capestro. So two lady trainers got the money yesterday. A little bit of everything opening day.
We saw a very impressive winner of the Oceanside Handicap in Proletariat, John. That's always the traditional opening day, but it had always been a restricted stake or handicap before. This year it's opened up to everybody. There's no La Jolla Handicap in the middle of the meet. Proletariat, to me, was a bit of a distance question, but, man, he got out on the lead. He pricked his ears, and you talk about a complete domination.
Boy, yeah, from post number four, Proletariat made the lead into the first turn, and he left him alone, which I was surprised, and he did relax. You had to wonder a little bit, will he get that two turns to finish it off? Well, he opened out at the top of the lane. He was five or six clear through the lane. He wasn't asked.
You mentioned Paula Capestro. She won the first leg of the pick six with a 40-1 shot, and we have a carryover into day two of more than 80,000 on another very challenging card. John, I think we're going to see our fair share of carryovers at this meet.
I think so. We saw prices throughout the day yesterday. We got 11 races today, so we got to pace ourselves over the 2 o'clock first post.
Let's talk about just kind of the betting menu here. What's going on in this first week of Del Mar? First of all, John, one thing about it, the maiden races, lots of them. It's comprises about 20% of all races run here during the summer.
And we've seen with entries through tomorrow, the first 3 days, those Calbred maiden races, they're really full. They're stacking those up. We're always going to see a good two-year-old debut, and it's just a question of when we're going to see it during Del Mar. But a lot of maiden races here, and pay attention because you never know what you're going to see.
No more 4 o'clock Fridays. So every Friday will be a 2 o'clock post until I think we get to the last week maybe and the times change. But no more 4 o'clock, so 2 o'clock every racing day. I think that's a good thing. That had kind of outlived itself, I believe, with not originally because of the concerts
right afterwards.
That's gone away. A new bet that we both enjoy and had a little success at yesterday, the $3 turf pick three.
Well, the key there, Bob, it's a 15% takeout. It's a discounted wager. That's a player-friendly wager. Need to support those. You and I both cashed that yesterday. That goes along with a $3 late pick three at a 15% takeout. We have the early pick five, which is a 14% takeout, and the $5 late daily double, which is 15% takeout. So there are wagers made for the general public, and this was part of the answer to some of those CAW, computer-assisted wagering, in some of the other pools.
Right. John, the higher the betting increment, the lower the CAW involvement in there. That's what I've read. They like the 50-cent increments where they can get in and really churn. So player advantage with these $3 and $5 increments.
I love them, and like I said, the only way we can show that is by supporting them.
11 races today, John. First post at 2 o'clock. We've got you mentioned the Grade 2 San Diego. We've got the Grade 2 San Clemente for three-year-old fillies on the turf. It's tacos and tequila today. Day today at Del Mar. Go to DMTC.com for tickets. We talked about these low takeout bets. John, there's a handicapping tournament with a very good cause today, and I know you're playing in it.
Right. It's the Little Red Feather Cares Handicapping Contest. It's available at horseplayers.com. It's a $250 entry fee. It's a pick and pray, which means you put in all your selections before the first race goes. There are National Horse Player Championship seats on the line, but best of all, the entry fees go to charity, and Little Red Feather's done this for a number of years. It's a great cause. I'm playing in it, so come on out and beat me, and then you can be on the air next week.
John, we mentioned the 2 o'clock Fridays, but they are happy hours on Friday up till 4 o'clock,
right,
and then the free and easy Thursdays, which are a great deal.
Yeah, we start the Thursday racing this coming week, so free admission, free seat, free program, discounted beers and hot dogs. The Thursdays are, again, a player-friendly day. It's kind of the take-back-the-day for the regulars.
And then next weekend, a two-day handicapping challenge. It's a big buy-in at $6,000, but big prize pool as well.
Yeah, it's a 6,000 buy-in, 4,000 of that is a wagering pool. These guys get in here and they fire away.
Yeah,
you played in there
over 2 days,
yes,
John. And we mentioned that big pick six carryover. So that's kind of the nuts and bolts of what's going on here, John, at Del Mar as we kick off a long season. And it should be a great season. We enjoy the turf racing here. And you know, John, what we saw yesterday, the turf winners, either wire to wire or, you know, we saw a couple of those, but Save Ground, which guys like Rispoli and Berrios is kind of the turf master here. We saw them do that yesterday. Save Ground, angle out. That's the winning formula.
Right. You need the old turf tripper, you got to get covered up and fire home. That's what was working yesterday with the rails all the way in their normal inside setting. You've got room to maneuver here on this grass course.
Okay, so that's the Del Mar rundown. Let's go around the country a little bit. Let's talk about Saratoga, which has had more than their share of problems, which we have documented here over the past couple of shows. And another one last Sunday, John, and this was a complete screw-up.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a pick six carryover going to last Sunday at Saratoga, $166,000. Perfect weather conditions, warm, sunny, nothing to worry about there. They pushed back the start of the race four to about 37 minutes to post, and then with about 15 minutes to post, they changed the distance of the race from a 1 mile to a mile and a 16th. It was for two-year-old maidens. Apparently, the jockeys have said we don't want more than eight to run in these type of two-year-old maiden races going a mile. And, you know, they had made a point, we won't ride in these races more than that. Management carted the race anyways. They left the race with a field of 10. The jockeys said, no, we're not doing it. So they changed the distance of the race. As a result, they canceled the pick six for the players that had done all the work putting that stuff in. And it went to this past Thursday. But the point being that it looks like the management was made aware that this is a situation we have to deal with. Nothing was done about it, and then the jocks pulled the plug on that, and it was just a mess up, and the people that suffer, the players, and, you know, I blame both sides. Management, the communication in New York has not been good, and It's enough for me. I've stopped producing a Linda report for Saratoga for the time being. When they get their act together, and I think I can trust them to put on the show as they draw it up, I'll get back involved, but for me, pass for now because I don't want to have that aggravation.
And you said yesterday, I didn't see the race, there was an inquiry and they were flashing the wrong number or a horse that wasn't involved. So
yeah.
This is just, you know, a couple kinks here and there, but man, they've been running at Saratoga for 100+ years. You'd think they'd be doing a better job.
And let's talk to John Hardoon about that later in the show. He's out there at Saratoga, and he'll give us his rundown because he's been there a few times.
John, Hawthorne Racetrack was sold. Not a lot of details coming out of that, just to a non-racing entity. This is another blow for the state of Illinois, the Chicago area, after losing Arlington Park many years ago. It looks like Hawthorne will be going away also.
Right. A property development company put in a bid, I think, of $90 million, and they left the bidding open to see if anybody with a racing background wanted to buy the property. Nobody did. So if this goes through, this could be the end of thoroughbred racing in Illinois, which is really sad. I mean, the great traditions there, and to lose it in a state like that with a racing history, that's really sad times for horse racing.
Let's talk about a horse that was just retired a couple days ago, the 8-year-old Rebels Romance. I looked up his record, John. 32 career starts, 22 wins. How many seconds, John?
You told me, and I know there weren't. I don't remember
one
any of them.
Second place finish, 22 wins. The only time he ran second in his career was the Breeders' Cup Turf here in November when he was trying to win that race for the third time. Two-time Breeders' Cup Turf winner, just a great runner for Godolphin. As you said, shipped to how many continents and won?
He was a Grade 1 winner in 5 different countries. And, you know, he's the highest earning horse owned by Godolphin, which tells you something. He earned $17 million. What a racehorse.
8-year-old. He won his last start just a couple weeks ago at Newmarket.
Right. And then we got word that they had retired him. I hope he has a great second life, whatever he does after being a racehorse. But he was one heck of a racehorse.
John, will also have coverage today from Saratoga. Let's mention it's Haskell Day at Monmouth. That's huge. A $1 million race. I know you've produced your Lindo report covering the last 6 races there. At Monmouth, Gulfstream Park, Ellis Park. So great racing from around the country. But our focus today has to be opening weekend at Del Mar. So let's go ahead and get that number of the South Point out there. I had a friend text me yesterday that was over there at the South Point and made sure to say he had hit the hot dog cart, but a picture of the race book, and he took in opening day over there. Player-friendly rates, if you contact the South Point, they will give you the Thoroughbred Los Angeles Horse Players rate.
Number at the South Point, 866-780-7223. Steve Johnson, the racebook manager, is your contact. Tell him we told you to call. And get out there and check it out. You've got the the World Cup soccer final there tomorrow, so there'll be some action on that as well. As far as a radio play, Bob, I'm going to go to Del Mar, race number three. Number two, Pavel is appealing. I like cutting back to the 5-furlong turf sprint here at Del Mar. Post two is perfect for an inside trip. We were talking about getting covered up and blasting home. Umberto recently picks up the mount. He is the perfect jockey to do that kind of trip. 6-1 on the program. Number two, Pavel is appealing for me, race three at Del Mar. And you've got your sheet back up and running for Del Mar.
Right. I also have a new website. My nephew, Shane O'Neill, helped me design it. So it's simple, but it's efficient, fully automated. The picks come right back to people after they put their email and PayPal in. So very happy to have that updated after about 20 years. It was well overdue for a new website,
John. And that's BobIkePicks.com.
BobIkePicks.com. So I will be doing the weekends here at Del Mar. I did yesterday, opening day, and then Labor Day when we get to closing day. But my Del Mar pick today, and by the way, my best plays were races 7, 9, 11, and I put $90 in a very difficult late pick 5. This horse that I'm going to pick today, I think, could be a pick six single. Race number 7, it's the 6 horse, Centro de Lantero, for trainer Jeff Mullins, and again, a guy who knows how to ride this turf, Hector Berrios. This is a horse dropping out of much stronger non-2 allowance conditions. This is a first-level optional claimer, and he's in for the $50,000 tag. Freshened up by Mullins. This horse was a big winner over this course last year. I think he gets a legitimate pace to run at. The work since raced have been good. And the way Proletariat won yesterday, I just get a feeling these Mullins are coming in here very, very live. So a pick six, pick five single for me. 4-1 on the morning line. I don't know if we're going to quite get that price, but 7th race, number 6, Centro de Lantero is my radio play of the day. John, let's go ahead and take our first break. We've got a full show today. Next segment will be Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com, Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You are listening to a Del Mar edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino. From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room, located at Fairplex Park, is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the San Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, we are live from the Del Mar Press Box. And John, how about a word from the CTBA and our cowbred of the week?
Our cowbred of the week didn't run this week. He went through a sale. How about the Facic Tipton sale in Kentucky on Tuesday? A cowbred yearling by the freshman sire Taba, remember, trained by Bob Baffert,
good horse,
sold for $200,000, and that was at Lexington on Tuesday. The colt is out of the Grade 1 Place Mare Joint Return, was bred by Checkmate Thoroughbreds and Salvatore, and was consigned by Checkmate Thoroughbreds. The purchasers, Hartley Dorenzo Thoroughbreds, they pinhook, so you might see this horse in a two-year-old sale next year. And, Bob, how about a shout-out to a cowbred that did get to the racetrack yesterday? Frank Bullet.
Frank Bullet.
Yeah, a couple of bullets in there. Frank Bullet won race number 9. That was for Debbie Winnick yesterday under Tyler Bays. Frank Bullet, the cowbred by Grayson out of Wink and Wish, bred by Debbie Winnick, Greg Weeks, and Mike Tannehill, owned by Riverbend Farm, Tannehill or Weeks. Again, the trainer Debbie Winnick, congratulations to Frank Bullet, our cowbred of the week here at Del Mar.
Name for the Steve McQueen character in Bullet.
I remember that green Mustang.
68 Ford Mustang, John.
Yes.
My first car was a hand-me-down from my parents, a 69 Mustang, not nearly as cool as the 68 Bullet. All right, let's go to Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Bob wanted you to preview one of our two stakes today, the San Diego Handicap. That goes as the eighth. We mentioned Journalism, who has not won a race in a year now. He won, his last win was in the Haskell of 25. He's the even money favorite. Is he going to kind of get back on track today? You're trying to beat him, Bob.
On track today, I just think he's been running against better horses than he's facing today. And, you know, he did break his maiden over this track. He ran well beyond Fierceness in the Pacific Classic last year. Fierceness was just much the best that day. But I think he'll get back on track today. A mile and 16 probably isn't his best distance, but I still think he'll get the job done against this group.
And, Bob, looking at that race, just want to get out the Steve Anderson from Daily Racing Form reported a couple of days ago that McVay, who drew the rail, is expected to scratch. So that would leave us a field of six. So look for that scratch later on when the scratches are given out. As far as a radio play on a good 11-race card today, Bob, where do you want to go?
I'm going to go to the fifth race. I like the horse that was recently claimed off a win, number 4, Kid Dynasty. He was claimed by George Farias, who does very well with first off the claim. I like the fact that Kimura is riding the horse back after the claim. He looks like the clear speed of this race, so I'm hoping he'll go gate to wire in race 5, number 4, Kid Dynasty.
That is Bob Mazursky's radio play, and Bob's selections available at todaysracingdigest.com. And Bob also does the graded handicap for all the Southern California News Group papers and does a great job. Thank you, Bob. Have a great start to the summer, and we'll talk again next Saturday.
Sounds good. Good luck to everyone today.
Hey, John, before we bring in Bruce Finkelstein, let's mention some work Brad Free does on his two-year-old preview in DRF, which was very, very comprehensive.
Well, you mentioned how what a big percentage of maiden races we see at Del Mar out here. Brad's done the work. There was an article in the Friday opening day racing form about some of the two-year-olds to expect to see running from the different barns around Del Mar. If you didn't get a hard copy of the daily racing form from yesterday to keep, you can pull it up online at DRF.com. Really good comprehensive look at some of the two-year-olds, what the sales prices were, what the expectations of the connections as far as short or long. It really helps you keep this and use it as a reference throughout the meet.
John, I got to the press box at 7 a.m. today. I thought he'd be the first guy here, but Brad Free had already beat me in here, and that was after driving down from L.A.
Well, he probably got stuck in that traffic coming down the 5 yesterday, and he just got
here. Yeah, maybe he was meant to come down last night. All right, let's go to Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, fellas?
Good. Hope you had a good opening day. Certainly, we had our opportunities yesterday with the full fields and big prices.
Yeah, I would say mediocre at best. Not a disaster, but didn't quite click yet. But it's kind of early, so we still got
31 days left, Bruce.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted you to preview the other feature today, the San Clemente going as the ninth. This is for three-year-old fillies. We've got some invaders in here coming in from Kentucky, Florida, plus the locals. So that makes it a really interesting race, Bruce.
Yeah, and, shippers in the last several years in Southern California, especially in grass races, have done really well from back east. And I think there's a shipper here that's a standout in the San Clemente. The rail horse, Raiding Party for Brendan Walsh, second race off a seven-month layup. She won an allowance race, but you got to go back and watch how wide she was throughout. She had the 10 posts in a 10-horse race, and she was in about the five path, and that's just not where you're going to win from on the grass. And she somehow stuck around and made like a second move in the stretch. She really ran about a mile and a 16th. She won by 2.5 lengths. With a better trip, who knows what the margin would have been. And she certainly got upside. It's her third race off the layoff today. She draws the cozy rail position. I think the shipper could stand out. I think Walsh found a good spot here. So I would go with the one, Reading Party, as a standout. You're playing the gimmicks. I've got three horses underneath in the gimmicks I like to maybe complete the exactas and tries. The 4 Spirit Doll, the 5 Peanut Butter Bomb, and the 9 Looking at Diamond. But I think this rail horse might be the real deal.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bruce, and I think this is going to be the wise guy horse of the day. Everybody I've talked to likes the same horse because we all saw the same thing. You don't have a horse go 5 wide on the first turn and win a turf race. John Lindo, jump in and let's get the first out of first play from Bruce. I think it's going to be from out of state.
Well, Bruce, I know you do Saratoga. I know you look at Ellis Park. You got the Haskell Stakes card in New Jersey in Monmouth. So where do you want to go for your out-of-state radio play?
Let's go to the ninth race at Saratoga. Very interesting horse here in a couple of ways in the ninth race. The number 3 horse for Billy Mott, Stimulate. Coming off a layoff of about 11 months, debuted here last August, trained well. I remember actually getting this horse out last year online, and not the best of trips, actually. Lunge at the start, kind of threw his head up a little bit and jumped or did a little hurdle at the break. And for whatever reason, guys, Junior Alvarado from an outer post decided to go inside, and this horse was pulling and full of run. He had to put the brakes on, what they call the dashboard ride, and he ran okay for about 5 furlongs and then gave out. He obviously has come back. Obviously had some kind of issue. It's taken him a while to get back. Here's the other point that I really love about him. The workout on June 20th, go online. He worked heads up competitively against a pretty good horse by the name of Baeza. And Baeza got out of the gate in this workout. It wasn't his typical bad start. So lots of kudos for that workout by Stimulate. I think if he stays out of trouble, he could be very good here today. Race 9. At Saratoga, let's see what the 3 or Stimulate at 4-1 on the morning line.
And Bruce, we always come back to Del Mar or Southern California. So where are you going to go for your second pick?
Let's go to the 10th race and just a horse that is very sharp right now. is the 8-horse Clouseau. Padromo, who's, I think, one of the most underrated trainers in Southern California, brought this horse back off a layoff, and boy, has he been good. He aired in a starter allowance race, earning a mega figure in mid-May. Now, it looks like he may be disappointed a little last out. I thought he ran well again at 6 furlongs. The winner was a shipper from Oaklawn Park by the name of Getting By. I thought that horse ran super. Clouseau did well to finish second. He's an up-close horse that can finish. The outer post, not a problem, I think, early in the meeting. I think the outside part of the track tends to be a little better early in the meeting. I think he faces a field that just average at best. Race 10, let's go. I believe it's the morning line favorite, the 8 Clouseau at 7-2 on the morning line.
10th race, that's the 8 Clouseau. That is the second of Bruce's picks. Bruce, tell us what's available today at the website.
So two racetracks today, full card at Del Mar, all 11 races. Last 6 races of the day also at Saratoga with audio. That's our combo platter, and we also have best bets today at Del Mar with audio. All at Bet on Bruce.
Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
Hey, John, before we take our break, we mentioned the DRF, the Little Red Feather Cares charity tournament today, but there's also other stuff going on around the country to get qualified for the NHC.
Right. If you're on track for the Haskell and Mama today, you can also play online the Haskell Handicapping Challenge. It's a $1,000 tournament. You can play it through twinspires.com or expressbet.com. But if you're going to play it online, you got to contact Brian Skirker out there at Mama, 732-571-6595 is his number. Give him a call, get eligible, and get to the NHC where you can take on Bob Ike next
and John,
spring.
You're going to take down this LRF today, and we're going to be at the same table there in March at the NHC.
That could be dangerous.
Okay, let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet. You're listening to a Del Mar edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
For over 50 years, today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition is a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to today's Racing Digest and our customers. Looking for extra help? Go to todaysracingdigest.com and get information each racing day from our staple of handicappers, including Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo in Southern California. Summer racing includes major races from Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, and Kentucky Downs. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need from tracks all around the country to get you from the starting gate to the finish line. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or go to todaysracingdigest.com. Set up an account and choose the track you play or the handicapper you follow. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious handicappers since 1970. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM
830. Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo. We are live from the Del Mar Press Box. It's going to be another warm day, John. Kind of uncustomarily humid down here yesterday.
A little muggy down here, but you know what? There are other places we could be. I'm going to stay right here.
I saw a trainer that I had never met before, Chris Davis, yesterday. He's got horses here running, and he's a Midwestern guy. And I said, yeah, it's kind of muggy. He said, this is not muggy to me. He said, go to Ellis Park sometime if you want muggy. So
he's finding out what kind of horses he's got to run against out here, too.
Yeah, exactly. John, how about a word from our friends at Legacy Ranch?
You know, we talk about the breeding season, which is now just about wrapped up. But if you've got young horses and you need to get them into the track, there's nobody better than the former trainer from the racetracks and the quarter horses and thoroughbreds, Terry Knight. He handles the training up there at that training track at Legacy Ranch, a terrific facility, a terrific training track. And Terry knows how to pop a horse out of the gate. You'll have your horses really well schooled when they get out here. Contact Terry Knight, 510-928-4980. Get your young horses started at Legacy Ranch.
Very good. And we've got John Hardoon lined up from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. I think we're doing better than you guys back at Saratoga, because as we talked about at the beginning of the show, there's been a lot of issues. It seems like the meet is being run by the Keystone Cops, John. We had the Sunday cancellation of the Pick Six. Yesterday, a blinking light inquiry. What's going on back there?
It's been horrible, Bob, to be honest with you. They added a new steward, some female, nothing against women stewards. I'm sure they're fine, but she had some problems adapting, I guess, to her new job. It's been a mess. There was a dead heat race about a week ago. They put up one of the horses already out to that's what happened. It wasn't good. And yesterday they put up the wrong license plate. They had the three blinking, and he wasn't even involved in the foul. And if you're at a simulcast outlet, or if you're in Vegas, you don't hear what's going on. You see your horse flashing for 10 minutes for no damn reason. So it was a mess.
Yeah, it's been a lot of issues. I hope it gets straightened out here. Plenty of time left in the meet. John, tell us about conditions today. We've got the air quality issues from the fires in Canada. How about rain? I mean, what's going to happen today at Saratoga?
As you speak, a blast of lightning just came out. It's thundering. The rain is about to come. It's about to hit, that's for sure. It hasn't hit yet, but it's going to hit. And it's only a matter of time. It's actually starting to rain as we speak. They're expecting showers throughout the day.
Well, we always get two selections from you, John Lindo. Let's jump in and get the first one.
Well, Mr. Hardoon, I know you did Saratoga, you did Monmouth for the Haskell Day, and you always do Del Mar. So let's get your first play from outside California. Where you want to go for your first radio play?
Okay, so let's go to Saratoga, look at the third race. Hopefully the track won't be messed up by then. And I love the number four horse in here, Come Full Circle. This is a four-year-old gelding from the Joe Sharp barn. He's on the improve. Manny Franco rides 4-1 on the morning line. I like number four, Come Full Circle, to win today's third race out at Saratoga.
And then, John, we always get a play from Del Mar. Where do you want to come for that one?
Let's go to the third race at Del Mar. 5 furlongs on the turf, and I like the number 7 horse in here, Zip Me Up, a 4-year-old filly from the Carla Gaines barn. 3 career starts, each race better than the previous one. Hector Barrios aboard to ride, 5-1 on the morning line. Number 7, Zip Me Up, wins today's third race out at Del Mar.
Guys, that's a good race. 12 horses in there, 5 furlong sprint. Lindo's got a pick. Hardoon's got a pick. Let's hook them up in the exacta. How about a nice 2-7 exacta box there, guys?
That works for me.
Yeah, good competitive card today. Hey, John, tell us what's available today at the website. Give us the coordinates and the pricing, please.
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Mom at Saratoga and Del Mar Selections.
Have a great day. Stay dry, and let's hope Saratoga gets their act together.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right, that was John Hardoon. Let's now talk with Scott Shapiro, who's been doing a lot of work for ExpressBet. I know previewed extensively on this Monmouth card today. Good morning, Shapper. How you doing?
Doing all right, guys, but not as good as you guys. And as I have to hear about your muggy, I might hang up right now.
Yeah, it was really muggy out here yesterday, Shapper.
Yeah, we got the wildfire smoke here, so yeah, you can have the fake San Diego muggy.
Yeah, San Diego muggy, a little different than East Coast muggy, but you know we're very soft
we're
out
soft,
here.
Yeah.
We're very very soft out here, Shapper.
How it went. I got soft quick out there.
Hey, you did a bunch of work today on the Monmouth card. And so, first of all, let's start with a preview of the Haskell, and we can spend a little time on this race. Where do these 3-year-olds stand right now? I think it was kind of a less than overwhelming Triple Crown run. So, you know, with Golden Tempo kind of establishing himself at the top, but second half of the year could be a different story. Tell us about the Haskell.
Yeah, it'll be tough in terms of getting the public attention on, you know, to win 3-year-old of the year over a horse that won the Derby in Belmont. But if you look deep into the numbers, it's not as if this is an all-time great 3-year-old or definitely not an all-time great 3-year-old crop. In fact, it's been pretty underwhelming. We get kind of the A-minus group, I guess, in the Haskell. You get not the top two in the Derby, Golden Tempo and the Todd Fletcher runner, whose name I'm mistakenly forgetting right now. But you do get Further Ado, who was one of the favorites for the Derby and won the Matt Wing. You get the top two from the Preakness and Napoleon Solo and Iron Honor. And then you get the Puma and you get Ocelli. So there's some names in here that have performed well in the big races, not quite up to the level of the top couple. You know, I think the pace will probably make the race. You know, it's interesting. The weather I thought was going to be terrible here already. It hasn't turned that way in terms of rain. And I'm about an hour and 20 minutes away from there. They're closer to the shore, so it's a little different. But I have a feeling they're going to get some sort of rain. How much that impacts the race, we'll see. But Further Ado to me is a horse I'm willing to take a chance against today. I know he has as good a chance as anyone, but he hasn't proven himself in back-to-back races. He hasn't proven himself outside of Kentucky, really outside of Keeneland in terms of, I know he's got wins at Churchill, but they haven't been as close to his effort to Keeneland. And then he's down on the inside, and his best race, almost all of his races, in fact, have been with outside or middle post trip. So those are going to present some new questions for Further Ado. His best on paper probably wins this, but I think Napoleon Solo is going to make the lead in here, and that makes him probably the most logical to me. But the Puma, if he's 7-2, like his morning line, is the bet for me. He's my pick in here. I think he's done not very little wrong throughout his career, and you know he did it on the against in the Tampa Derby, beating Further Ado. He did it in the Florida Derby, almost beating Commandment and beating Chief Wallaby, and then he was supposed to be a factor in the Derby. He wasn't looking great that day to those who know that kind of stuff, and he was scratched before the race. We haven't seen him since, which is going to discourage many. But to me, they talked about this spot a while ago. He fired off 6 works at Gulfstream since then. I think it's all systems go with the Puma. So I think he's an interesting option here with Luis Saez taking over. So the Puma over Napoleon Solo for me, 4-6.
John, I know you like the same horse in here, the Puma.
I thought he was a major player in the Derby. He was scratched on the eve of the Kentucky Derby with some skin infection. I guess a little swelling in a foreleg there. But they had said right after the scratch, they were pointing to the Haskell. It doesn't look like they've had any problems at all as far as the work pattern coming into the race. And I just think there's a lot of upside to him. Scott Thing, one question for you. If the predicted rains come in, and it looks like they probably will, the only horse with a win on a wet track is number 5, Iron Honor. It's a little surprising at this stage that the rest of the field, none of them have a win on a wet track. So you got to think maybe Chad Brown, Flavian Proud doing a little rain dance?
Maybe. That was a good surface, so we'll see how this plays. It was at 1 mile. I think Iron Honor is a good elongated sprint-type horse, and I think he's got a shot with a good trip here with Pratt, but I just wonder how he's going to outfinish these horses at a mile and an eighth. So I'll take it. I hope the public sees it like that, but it's interesting. Like you said, there's just not even experience over and off track with these three-year-olds for most of them yet. So that will present a big wild card here. We might find out the hard way who likes it, who doesn't.
Just a side note, guys, before we get Shopper's Pick, the maiden in here, Ocelli, has made over $825,000. Not bad for a maiden. John Lindo, let's jump in and get a radio play from the Shopper.
Well, Scott, I know you did a lot of work on the undercard, too, at Monmouth Park. Is that where you want to go for your play? Is there another track that you want to hit?
I'm going to go to the undercard, hope it just stays on the turf the ninth of Wolf Hill. Ocelli, by the way, $829,000 in earnings, $12,000 purchase. So even better yet, it's worked out pretty well for them despite not getting the winner's circle yet. I like the 5-2, one of the favorites. I think the 5-2 favorite in the number in the ninth, the Wolf Hill. Number 5, Alagone. Second off the layoff here for Ed Allard. Flavian Pratt takes the call here for the first time in the second start off the layoff. Through the inside last time in the Get Serious. And slight bobble at the start, put this one in a tough position, never really got into the race comfortably, angled out. But I think second off the bench, outside post, rider upgrade, number 5, Alagone, will be tough to beat in race 9, but we'll go at Monmouth today.
Thanks for the rundown, Shapper. Keep up the good work. We'll talk again next weekend.
All right, good luck today, guys. Thank you.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. Let's take our next time out, John. Final segment will be Toby Callett down in South Florida, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill. Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the Pick Six pool this Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The Pick Six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. In fact, our Pick Six pools have hit historic figures this season, including an all-time record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. Racing fans, make your plans now to join us for one of our biggest events of the entire year, California Breeders' Champions Night on Sunday, July 26th. See superstar Dudok Cartel chase his third major Derby victory of the season in the Governor's Cup Derby, plus the Governor's Cup Futurity and the Spencer Childers. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burghardt Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And, John, if the fans can't be at Del Mar Live, and they should be, what are some other options?
Well, you know how traffic can be coming down from L.A. sometimes on a Saturday. If you want to stay up there and you can't make it to Del Mar, starting from where you're playing, how about the Derby Room there at Fairplex Park? They're already waiting to serve you in Orange County. You've got Los Alamitos. They'll be handling the simulcasting from Del Mar. The O.C. Tavern, you were there coming
down. I stopped in Thursday, John, to see a buddy on my way down here, and I got to say the room area where they do the racing and the simulcasting and the mutual clerk, much improved. The outside area by the bar is more like a big dance floor now in the bar area, but a much better look in the racing room there at the OC Tavern.
That's at 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. And if you're in downtown San Diego, can't get up to Del Mar, you can go to the Paddock on 5th and the Gaslamp Tavern, 868 5th Avenue at San Diego. They open at the top of the hour.
Let's check in with Toby Calvert from South Florida. Good morning, Toby.
Good morning, Bob. Is there any truth to the rumor that you do that that dance floor move on your way to the hot dog cart at the South Point?
No, I save that for, you know, the later nights, Toby. Get the disco gear on and all that.
There you go. I remember you back in those days. Okay.
Toby, how are you enjoying the Saturday through Monday schedule at Gulfstream, although I know your attention at this time of the year comes west toward us here at Del Mar?
You know, it was exactly a year ago I was sitting right next to you guys right there in the press box. So
that's right. We had the dinner, and then you drove. We had the dinner afterwards, and then you got in the car and drove to Vegas like a crazy man.
Well, you know, I have to live up to the reputation. I am crazy and proud of it.
Well, I tell you what, that Monday had a big handle because of the mandatory payout in that Rainbow Six there at Gulfstream. I think they did the right idea trying to take the emphasis on a Monday when the racing's a little bit light, Toby. But we've got racing today at Gulfstream. And
Toby gave us a winner last week, Valdero. So let's, John, go ahead.
Yeah, let's get a winner from you at Gulfstream Park today.
Well, I'm going to take you to the seventh race today. These are two-year-olds. They're going six furlongs. This is as far as they've gone so far. And Jose D'Angelo had two in here. He scratched the five Cathedral Sun, and he's going to go with one in here, and that's the three Casablanca Queen. She's by a young stallion by the name of Mandaloon, son of Into Mischief, who's off to a hot start. I think this filly is fast and may take him from stem to stern. Behind her, we're going to look at the four, Whole Lot of Rosie, the one, Gervy Girl, and the two, Soval Fleuré. That is 3, 4, 1, 2. How do you do? And today's seventh at Gulfstream Park.
Thank you, Toby. We'll spend more time next week and maybe get a Del Mar opinion from you as well next week.
if you insist. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thanks, Toby. Let's now head down to Orange County, check in with Michael Rona. He's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, is your voice rested up after the Wiener Dog Nationals? You called a lot of races, and Lindo tells me you didn't just kind of go through the motions. You called them all there, Michael.
Yeah, there were a record, 15 Fussage Dog races last Saturday night before a huge crowd at Los Alamitos. So I had 23 races in total last Saturday night. The previous Sunday night at the end of the Thoroughbred Meet the Double Duty, I had 21 races, so I won't know myself tonight.
Yeah, exactly. You've got the Juvenile Regional Challenge Trials tonight. Tell us about those, the John Deere.
Yeah, they comprise the late double, two trials for two-year-olds at 350 yards. It's a state qualifying series, so the fastest 10 individual clockings will go to the final in 3 weeks. The winner of that will progress to a national final as part of a championship night at the Downs at Albuquerque in October. It must be said that because we've had some very good recent futurity trials for the juveniles, such as the Governor's Cup futurity trials just a couple of weeks ago, that this pair of two-year-old trials tonight are not as deep. In fact, quite stunningly, there are no winners in either race. They're all maidens. So I think the door is open for a horse who's just up and coming, lightly raced, to step up and make some noise. Earlier on the card, there's a very unusual 110-yard allowance for fillies and mares carded as race two, with a couple of top-quality stakes fillies and mares. The Lady is a Vamp and I Am Candy. I Am Candy's a multiple stakes winner at longer distances. Neither of them has any experience at this abbreviated journey, so you have to evaluate, you have to weigh up the class versus the wheelhouse, the experience of some horses who performed well previously at 110 yards, including number one Ultra Shiny and number five Jazzy Girl. So that's a potentially intriguing and maybe tricky race in the early 6-4 sequence.
John Lindo, I know you wanted to get some posts and a pick from Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. With the 11 race cards at Del Mar that start at 2 o'clock, we run a little bit later than they do earlier in the year. So what are your first post times at Los Alamitos this weekend? And obviously we need to play for tonight.
Yeah, good day, John. We don't start until 7:40 tonight or tomorrow night. It's definitely going to be later starts and finishes at Los Al across the Del Mar meet. By the way, there's a YouTube channel that you can access during the live racing at Los Al QH, as well as high-definition streaming live at losalamitos.com. You'll see that option front and center on the track website. There are options to see our enhanced broadcast in the wake of FanDuel TV's demise. You can still watch Jose Contreras and Ulysses Gomez across those platforms, so do check that out. For a radio play, I'll go to the final race, one of those two-year-old trials I was mentioning. A horse who's raced only once at Remington Park back in May in a trial to a grade one futurity. The horse was up there early, but lugged in very sharply mid-race when touched with the whip, something that's not reflected somehow in the program trouble note that the Equibase chart caller made out there in Oklahoma. The race, even though the horse ended up a distant sixth, was better than it looks on paper. Spiritual Awakening is the name of this horse, now with Jaime Gomez at Los Alamitos. Number five in race eight, Spiritual Awakening at 5-1, worth a shot. Had brought a couple of fast gateworks into that Remington Park debut.
Thank you, Michael, for the comprehensive rundown. Good luck out there tonight. We will talk to you again next weekend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, that was Michael Rona. And, John, just let's reiterate, first post today at Del Mar, the traditional 2 o'clock, 11 races, a pick-six carryover. all the new wagers, the $3 turf pick three, and then the old ones as well, which we like the pick fives and every pool we like to get involved with here.
And that pick six starts in race number six on the 11 race card.
Race six, which one of those cowbred maidens. So we'll have our work cut out for us, but thank you for listening. Thanks to Christian and Elliot Inside for doing their great job. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show, and let's go out with Bing Crosby today. Great being back at Del Mar here for opening weekend. Good luck. Cash some tickets. We will talk to you again next Saturday.